Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Stereotypically Japan podcast. My name is Michael, and every week I'd like to talk about my experiences and life in Japan, focused around some common stereotypes or misconceptions. Recently, some of the episodes have been a bit quiet, so I'm trying to fix it. From my end, it sounds okay, so I'm not sure what the problem is, but I'll keep adjusting it to make sure it sounds better, so just bear with me for a while. So this week, I'd like to talk about anime, manga, and otaku culture. For those who don't know, some people translate otaku into a geek or a nerd. While that is pretty accurate, the connotations are a bit different. In the West, for quite a while, a nerd or a geek was considered negative and uncool. You've seen all of those stereotypes in movies with the guy with thick glasses and high jeans, things like that, which coincidentally are actually pretty trendy right now. That has changed, and it isn't that bad. It's actually kind of cool to like nerdy things. So if you ever heard the word neckbeard, that has replaced it. I can't imagine any good things coming out of the word neckbeard. It comes from a common stereotype. If you search for a fedora neckbeard gentleman meme, you'll know what I mean. But in Japan, otaku literally translates into your house. So people who like to stay at home or engage in particular or specific interests, to the point where their social skills start to be impacted, that is what an otaku is. There are a lot of people like that, and most of them aren't ashamed to admit it. It's more akin to just a homebody or something like that. They can be interested in any number of things, but commonly anime or manga, computers, video games, things like that. One of the great things about Japan is how open that part of the culture is. That enables people to actually indulge in their interests and enjoy it however much or however little they want, and they have avenues to do so. Yes, there are some people who are extreme, but every country has its weirdos. That isn't my point here. What it means is that if you are interested in anything, no matter what it might be, you can find something related to it and other people who have the same interests. There are always others out there, no matter how obscure it is. Personally, I love movies, all shapes and sizes, good and bad, mainstream or indie, Hollywood or European or Asian, it doesn't matter. I usually don't meet many people who have watched a lot of the similar movies, but I've met someone who is just as interested in them, and it's always amazing to talk to them about random movies or recommendations and actors, directors, even goods related to movies like incense or film posters or shirts. That feeling of talking to someone who really understands and shares the same passion is really amazing, and that social connectivity is something that a lot of people really want. So one way to find it is through interests like that. If you can share an interest, that is automatically something you can talk about endlessly with others. And for a society that tends to lack in social skills or situations and need alcohol to compensate, it is a godsend. So, if you are interested in something like baseball, go to a baseball game. Easy, right? Go to a sports bar, which Tokyo has quite a few, and people are drinking, cheering, jeering, and it's a lot of fun. As a side note, I really love sports too, and sporting events in Japan. They are one of the few situations where people really let loose and have fun. I've been to Tokyo Dome and many other stadiums for various events, but during sports, people are laughing and high-fiving with strangers, joking around and just enjoying themselves. Sports really bring people together, and of course the alcohol doesn't hurt either. I'll talk more about sports in another episode, but for those of you who want to come to Japan, or those who are here and haven't been to an event like that yet, try to go and experience it for yourself. It doesn't matter if you like the sport or not. It's about the atmosphere and the experience. You won't regret it. That is regarding sports. What if you like the idea of being repeatedly attacked by fish with mechanical legs? What if you have always wondered what would happen if Jesus and Buddha were roommates in Tokyo? Do you want to see anthropomorphic female drink cans fighting each other to determine whether steel or aluminum cans are superior? Well, if you answered yes to any of those, Japan has you covered, and that's with anime and manga. Those few situations I mentioned were all either an anime or a manga, and if by some chance you were unfamiliar, basically anime are animated cartoons, and manga are comics. Of course, your hobby probably isn't about being attacked by fish with mechanical legs. But if it is, hey, who am I to judge, right? No shame here. But that is just one example, because there are so many manga and anime on literally anything, you name it. Cooking, volleyball, jazz, mahjong, history, real or alternate, non-fictional historical figures, whatever you like. That's why they are so popular. Of course, there are mainstream ones too, things like One Piece, Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, Detective Conan, Doraemon, the list goes on. Those have more special places in people's hearts. If you look at something like Conan, the people who love that series range from preschool all the way up to centennials. It's unbelievable. I've met so many people from all walks of life, and you'd be surprised how many and how different the fans are of that little detective. Other anime are also such a big part of people's lives. Maybe you've heard of Sazae-san. It's a show on TV similar to The Jetsons or Flintstones. It's on every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. It's so ingrained in people's lives that it's even created its own syndrome known as Sazae-san Blues. When people hear its theme song, they know it's Sunday evening and their weekend is coming to an end. All of the happiness of not thinking about work just fades away with one song, and that leads to Sazae-san Syndrome. Since 1969, it's been on TV, and I just checked, there are about 2,812 episodes. A little simple math, 56 years times 52 weeks a year, that comes to about 2,912. I'm sure they might not do an episode once or twice a year or something, maybe for New Year's or, I don't know, any other holiday. I don't know, but it's pretty close to almost every single week for half a century. Yeah, that's going to be a part of people's lives, right? I mean, look at Friends. It was only on TV for 10 years from 1994, and look what kind of impact that had on people. I love how there are so many different kinds of stories for manga. There are so many weird and crazy and wild storylines that even the most creative minds couldn't dream of in Hollywood, because for one, they are just so crazy and would only appeal to very few people, and two, it would be a huge waste of time and money to create something that so few people would be interested in. You can find whatever tickles your fancy. It's literally endless. If you have ever been to a bookshop in Japan, there is always a comic section. Even if it's small, you'll always find one. Even in the most poshest of areas, it'll still be there, and you'll find people of all ages and occupations and backgrounds reading something there. Many people just hang around and read books. It's crazy. There is a reason why so many bookshops in America or overseas have some kind of a cafe attached to it. You want to sit down and read and be relaxed, have coffee, that kind of thing. But these people, they will stand there for hours in some cases, just reading. Like, I don't know, maybe it's my poor circulation, but I swear, after like 30 minutes, I can't even count how many of my limbs would be numb at that point. I don't really care at all, and neither do the shops. They don't want people to sit, because that would be much more of a hindrance to others, but the fact that they just let you chill and not even have to buy the book is crazy. It's great for people who want to kill time, or just check out one volume of something before they buy it. I think that's cool. I noticed though, after COVID, they didn't allow people to do that anymore, and all of the books were plastic sealed, so they couldn't read them even if they wanted to. But it feels like things are going back to the way they were before, and I've been seeing more and more people head back to the bookshops just to chill and read. Another great thing about manga is not even related to the content, but the book itself. People here still value a physical copy of something. There are a lot of digital services available to buy or rent manga, and a lot of people do use them, but majority of people still prefer having the physical books to read. Do you know why? I'm sure you could probably figure it out, but because of the social aspect of the physical book. If you have a comic that is amazing and you want to recommend it to your friend or coworker, you don't just tell them to go out and buy it, you'll bring it to them to read. There are so many people who bring dozens of books on the train just to give to a friend or coworker, no matter how heavy or inconvenient it is, because believe me, they are heavy and inconvenient. Many short series have 20 books, longer ones in the hundreds or even thousands. Also, besides the obvious of books being easier on the eyes, there is the aspect of not wanting to stare at a screen even more than they do already on a daily basis because of work. The biggest reason people choose digital over physical copies is just because of the price and how easy it is. There are many services that you can read one volume a day for free, so it's just a form of self-restraint as well. Without that, people would just end up at home all day reading manga. They are otaku after all, and they like their homes. But out of most of the people I know, most of them still have physical copies. But not as many as when they were younger, but they still do have some for various reasons, like nostalgia or collecting or whatever. The number of people who are interested in manga and anime is declining a bit. I think mostly just because of the times we are living in. People are so distracted by other things like social media or YouTube, it's hard to justify sitting down for however long it takes to read something when there are so many other things vying for that attention. That isn't necessarily a problem per se, but it is a bit strange. When someone asks you what is your hobby, and you say SNS, it's not really something that can be a hobby or something that people can socialize about. Which is ironic because it is social networking, but it is meant to replace actual socializing, and I think that's the real problem, and why I think having other hobbies is a good way to help counter the social media effect. Many people who come to Japan have the same problem, especially in the beginning. They all feel so lonely, and everyone says it's hard to make friends with Japanese people. Yeah, that is very true, because what works back home doesn't work in Japan, especially Tokyo. People here have to deal with people so often. If it's crowded trains, or the big scramble intersection in Shibuya, or at work, or whatever it is, they don't want more random people just coming up to them and talking about things they're not interested in. You need to make a genuine effort. That really shows and pays off here. If you have something you are really interested in, and something you're passionate about, it'll definitely lead to a much less lonely experience. Plus give you something to do to get your mind off of work and things like that. And any Japanese people listening to this too? You need to do that as well. You need to find something to get your mind off of work, something that you can be passionate about, something that will help you meet more people and meet foreign people too. You can have foreign friends, because so many people say you wish you had foreign friends to talk to. Well, this is your chance. Don't be so shy and talk to each other about the things that you like. With that being said, the point that I want to get in this episode is to embrace the otaku in you, no matter what it is, because that is the best way for you to make real connections. Personally, I'm always trying to find something new. It is a great way to meet new people and to broaden my own view on things and life, and I want you all to give that a chance too. You never know what you'll find. One of my most passionate hobbies I found that way, and I'm so glad I did, and it has led me down various paths that I would have never gone down otherwise. And what is that passion? Well, I do have many, but the one I'm talking about right now is sewing. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Stereotypically Japan podcast. Every week, I enjoy talking about these random topics and thinking back to some of my experiences, and it really makes me appreciate everything that much more. And I really appreciate you all for sharing this time with me as well. Next week, I want to discuss just how safe Japan really is. If you want to get in touch, please email me or send a message on my socials. Everything will be listed in the description. If you can, leave a review or a comment and share this with your friends or family or anyone else. I really appreciate it, and I would love to get this out to as many people as possible. I want to include your thoughts and your stories and ideas into this as well, because this is a journey we are all going on together. So, until next time, please take care of me, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Ja ne.